Those honks were near constant as passing motorists showed support for a flag remembrance on the pedestrian bridge over the Chautauqua Expressway on the 18th anniversary of 9/11 Wednesday. A few dozen Buffalo police officers and firefighters, as well as local military members, gathered on the bridge for the display, including Buffalo Police Chief Anthony Barba.
To be a great opportunity for us to show that we remember, and for people to see us that we're up here remembering. And you can hear by the horns and stuff, people are really accepting it and showing their gratitude.
The event's been held since 2003. It was started by Lori Koszewski, who lives nearby. She says she first came to the bridge alone with her American flag on just the second ever anniversary of 9/11.
The event became farther away from 2001. We were perhaps going to lose awareness of it, so it was a way to help us to keep in mind what happened.
Attendees say it's all the more important to hold such remembrances as the years pass, especially now as those coming of age were too young to remember the attacks or weren't even born yet. For that very reason, New York enacted legislation earlier this week allowing for September 11th moment of silences in schools.
You have an entire generation growing up now who really has no conscious memory of this event.
Catherine Ebersole is an EMT for American Medical Response. She was in the third grade when the attacks happened.
An event like this does exactly that, to bring to the forefront of everybody's awareness, like the severity.
Assemblyman Sean Ryan says the impact of 9/11 is far from over, as those who responded to the World Trade Center and Pentagon that day continue to deal with health issues. Earlier this summer, Congress extended the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund for another 70 years, essentially covering survivors for the remainder of their lives.
You know, it's been 18 years, but we can't think of this as something that's over.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.